Can you guys introduce yourselves?
Okay, so we are the Gears Distribution, a free piece from Farnham, Surrey. We play kind of like post-punk, death disco music.
Awesome.
Speaking now is myself, Tao.
Tony Flanagan's preferred.
I'm Albert.
Awesome.
I'm Finn, I'm the guitarist.
Yeah.
Bass player and...
yeah, and the drummer.
Awesome, great. And what got you into music in the first place?
Lewis Pritchard.
My grandparents really got me into music when I was small, you know, really small. And yeah, it just kind of like gave me like a massive plethora of like music, you know, the big discography of music, you know, just like loads of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
From like Captain Beefheart, Frank Zappa.
Yeah.
All like psychedelic kind of like 70s and 60s stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was kind of like what pushed me to start wanting to do music. And then I got a drum kit when I was really small.
Mm-hmm.
And just started, you know, bashing around on that, you know, making noises and that. And I, you know, kind of found that's kind of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So I kept doing it. And then here we are now.
Awesome. And how did you guys get into music?
I always just loved listening to music as a kid, and my first instrument was, I started doing ukulele club at my, what was it, it must have been a primary school, and yeah, I've just always found it great, playing music, and yeah, grew up a lot listening to UB40, because yeah, we had a load of UB40 CDs lying around my house. So that was the sort of the foundation. And yeah, just expanded from that.
Went from there. How about you as well?
Yeah, well, I started listening to Phil Collins when I was a little kid. And yeah, I started playing drums. And then I listened to loads of different music. And then I got into grunge and started playing guitar. And then I started getting into like heavy metal, like Pantera, and started learning some riffs and guitar solos from that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just started working my technique and playing guitar and just listening to all sorts of different music. But, yeah.
Awesome, that's really good. And who's your guitar hero? Because I'm really interested.
Oh, well, it has to be Dimebag Darrell.
yeah.
From what Pantera.
Fans he from?
Pantera, yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome.
He's dead now, rest in peace.
Yeah, that's where you copy your style from. And where did the name the Gears of Distribution come from?
So, I mean, we started off as the Gears.
Right.
It was kind of like a name I kind of chucked together, like when we had our first gig, because we kind of I managed to blag this gig when we weren't even a band. You know, like, it was kind of just like an offer which someone gave me, and I was like, okay, yeah, I've got a band, let's do it. And then I just called Albert up and. It was actually a different guitarist at that point, but yeah, then we went on to we got Finney involved, and then yeah, we kind of just like stuck Distribution on the end, to be honest.
I mean, because of
legal reasons.
Yeah, because there was another big band called The Gears,
right.
So we wanted to get a domain name as well, and also just to avoid any problems in the future.
Yeah,
just thought we might as well call ourselves the Gears right. Distribution.
Yeah.
Did somebody call you out on that then?
No, not at all.
We kind of just looked. We looked. There was another band on Spotify and like Instagram and stuff called the Gears.
Right.
So we were just like, well, we kind of got to change it then, haven't we? You know, yeah. We can't have another same band name for somebody else.
And how did you guys all meet?
On a nursery of Tao.
Nursery,
myself.
And then school.
We know Finn and these donkey's ears as well. We've all been
friends for like. 11, 12.
Yeah, long time.
So that helps the dynamic of the band, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
And how do you write music?
Well, what would happen is one of us would come in with an idea, usually, and just we'll start jamming with it, and then we'll create like sections each.
Mm-hmm.
And so someone might come in with a riff, and then one of us would add a new part to it, and just sort of work from there, really.
Mm. Awesome. But then there's that, and then there's also. You know, we sometimes just sit down and we'll just jam something, and then something will come out of that. You know, and it'll just be that in the moment kind of thing. Yeah. We'll just be like, that's cool. Let's keep doing that.
And it's never like
a song around it.
It's either like, yeah, we'll have that, and it's a good feels good, or like we'll bin it off. There's sort of like no real grey area to that.
So it's never really planned as such. It's
not really. Sometimes it, for me as well, like when I write lyrics, it's kind of like I write them separately to the music. So I'll write, not all the time, but like a lot of the time when I write a good, you know, lyric line, it will be because I've just kind of found it and then written it down. And then we'll put the music on top after that or something like that, you know. But yeah, usually it's quite a separate thing, lyrics and music. It's kind of like...
How do you work out the lyrics to music as well? Is it just something that comes to mind?
Yeah, I suppose just listening to the actual music itself and like...
And, yeah, also phrasing. Sometimes Taylor would come in, he would come in with a fully written like lyrics like for a song. And then we'll write a song around that. But yeah, other times, you would have a song, then you would write lyrics around that. So it's either one or the other.
Okay, it's very unusual as well that a drummer sings. That is a very unusual thing.
Yeah.
How did you decide who'd be the singer in the band?
Well, I kind of just, I mean, I started the band, so I just, and I was looking for someone for years who just to sing, you know, like who would be right to sing. And I just thought, no, actually, I just want to do it myself. So I just thought, well, I'm going to learn to play it. You know, play the drums and be able to sing confidently at the same time. So I did, and you know, we just kind of did it that way.
And what's your favourite place that you've ever played, ever?
That's a difficult one.
We haven't played a lot of gigs. You know, we played a fair few, like venue-wise. For me, from where we're from, Farnham. It's a place called the Queen's Head, which is really cool. Obviously, you know about that. But yeah, that they kind of like brought me up and us as well. Like, they, you know, like I would say, like playing gigs. You know, they kind of like given us that opportunity to do that.
Right. And did you go and watch gigs before you wanted to perform?
Of course, yeah.
And what artists have you guys seen that you've really loved that you have like inspired you?
Paul Weller,
the Geese.
My favourite there. Yeah, you say Paul Weller.
Paul Weller's my
I haven't actually seen him live, but
favourite artist.
I like him.
Gordon.
He's great.
Big influence.
I've heard some of his music. It's really cool.
He's brilliant. Jar Wobble.
Yeah,
Jar Wobble from Public Image.
Bass player.
Yeah, bass player for Public Image. He went on to do his own stuff, and that was kind of like that was a gig at the West End Centre in Aldershot. If you know that place. We kind of just went not even knowing what it was going to be like and it was really, really cool.
It was
so memorable. I can remember it, you know, it was like...
Just like that.
Really cool. And then
I've been on a three-day bender before that as well. So I went there and, the music's like insane.
Yeah, it was so good. And there was this tiny, like, small little venue. I don't know if you've been there.
That's another good venue. West End Centre.
That's probably
my favourite place.
That is...
Definitely,
Is it quite a small venue then?
It's quite profound. It's quite profound, actually.
It's about 200 capacity.
I'll definitely...
Check it out. That's a great place, really nice people as well.
Awesome. And have you guys got any gigs coming up, anything like that?
Yeah.
We've got a few actually. We've got
one today.
Obviously, yeah, tonight.
Just about to play now.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
The Queen's Head on the 23rd of April, coming up. And then we're playing a place called the Lounge Bar in Alton on the 5th. Of May, and then late May we've got some other stuff coming up. But all the stuff which we do, we will post on the on our Instagram page,
right?
And it will, all the gigs we do will come up on there.
And Facebook as well.
We've just recently got Facebook and TikTok.
Do you want to plug your social media?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone remember it?
No. The Instagram is just the Gears Distribution. No capitals, no spaces, no dots or anything. Same as Facebook. And I think the TikTok is all lowercase, the Gears D _ official.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And what sort of videos do you do on your TikToks? Is it a lot of just little bits of your gigs?
Yeah, little bits from gigs, some practice sessions, and then some promotional videos to tell people to come to our gigs and stuff.
Awesome. All right, that's great. Thank you, guys. Nice. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Check us out on all streaming platforms.
Yeah. Brilliant. So we got music on Spotify. So if they
want to
listen,
come to our gigs.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Cool. I'm just going to check that saved. You know when you...